Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnocetra. Gosh, I'm so excited. We're right in the middle of this awesome series, and it's for you folks out there who are thinking about coming into the profession of hypnotism, or just got into the profession of hypnotism, or has been in the profession of hypnotism for a while, but you really haven't kicked off your practice yet. It's some really important stuff, the stuff I wish I would have known when I first got started. So I believe it's about episode number 3. By the way, all these episodes are on websites of certified professional hypnosis instructors. So if you have any questions about this video, anything on the videos, just check the contact information on this website and contact the hypnotist trainer, and you will be able to get all your questions answered. All right, let me introduce my co-host for this series and for many other videos I've done, Erica Flint. Erica Flint is an award-winning, board-certified consulting hypnotist. She has also attained the very special rank of accredited certified professional hypnosis instructor, one of very few in the world. In fact, she was the first one on the entire West Coast of the United States. She sees clients and teaches and her out of her office in Bellingham, Washington. She's a rising star in the profession. She speaks at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. This year she's speaking at the Solid Gold Weekend by National Guild of Hypnotists. And as I said before, she's the co-host on our world famous Hypnosis Center program on calbanyan.com. Hey, Erica, how you doing?
Hi, Cal. Great. Thank you very much for that introduction. I'm really happy to be here today for this special series, and I'm happy that we're answering these questions for potential students and people who have been in the practice for a while but just want to be more successful. So let me tell everybody a little bit about you, and then we'll get started. Cal Banyan is the authority on hypnosis that works. And he's been in the profession for 20 years. He's won nearly every single award from the National Guild of Hypnotists. And, you know, he's an author, he's a speaker, he's a trainer, he's written one of my favorite books, The Secret Language of Feelings. He's appeared on television and radio talking about his books, talking about hypnosis. And he's a trainer of some of the best in the profession. And he is the person that experts in the field turn to for guidance and education on hypnosis. So, you know, today we are talking about the truth. You know, what is the truth about hypnosis, inductions, and hypnosis? So what do you think about this topic, Cal?
You know, I think the series wouldn't be complete if we didn't have at least a little discussion on what is hypnosis really and what really is a hypnotic induction. So, you know, there's a special group of hypnotists called five pathers. And the five pathers, we like to think of ourselves as really, you know, some of the very best in the profession. And we have a definition that we really love of hypnosis. And that is a heightened state of suggestibility. Now, when we go into the state of suggestibility, we're able to make positive, important changes at the subconscious level and even at the unconscious level of the mind, which makes long-term change possible. Now, what you need to do to be able to use these kind of high-tech hypnosis techniques, the real powerhouse techniques, like age regression, parts work, age progression work, and that sort of thing, is inductions that will rapidly, even instantaneously, take you to a level of hypnosis called somnambulism, which is a deep level of hypnosis where we can make powerful and permanent change. Now, the scriptnotist, the person who just reads scripts all day long, blah, 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 is not able to do that kind of thing. So make sure that if you're already in the profession or thinking about coming into the profession, you find a trainer who's able to teach you the most modern hypnosis inductions, like the five-path induction, the eight-word induction, the time-tunneling induction, these kinds of inductions. don't put, I mean, you know, there's some use to knowing the history of hypnosis, but you don't want to make, you don't want your hypnosis practice to be a reflection of the past. You want it to be in the present and building on the future. If the main thing they're teaching is a progressive relaxation induction, then exit out of there. Say, sayonara, no thank you, that's old, and there's many reasons why you don't want that to be your primary induction. Let's see. Also, you need to know. Your trainer needs to teach you how to absolutely know that your clients are in the proper level of hypnosis. Don't be fooled by this, well, they look like they're in hypnosis. The truth is, the only way you can know if someone is hypnotized is through depth testing. And each of the six levels of hypnosis have one or two tests that you can conduct to ensure. This is one of the huge changes that's going on in our profession, brought on by the leaders such as the Five Pathers. You want to add anything to that, Erica?
Yeah, I mean, all of these things are so critical, Cal. We don't want our hypnotists to be guessing what needs to happen next. I mean, that's not an enjoyable way to run your practice. The modern techniques are effective, and the purpose of being effective is that you can get to those insight-based techniques quicker, right? We want to provide our clients with as much relief as possible, as quickly as possible, because a lot of the time they're coming to us when everything else has failed. We want them to feel better as soon as we can, right? And that's why we're able to help people in a short amount of time. And so the effective modern techniques are critical to your success as a hypnosis professional.
Beautiful. So remember, hypnosis is a heightened state of suggestibility where a person is able to become able to accept suggestions and insights and go through certain procedures that allow positive permanent change. All right, what else you got for me, Erica?
All right, so what do you think about this, Cal? How important is support after graduation? I have something to say about this too, but I want to hear what you have to say. What do you think about that?
When you are thinking about coming to the profession, one of the most important things, yes, you have to have a dynamite instructor with a dynamite curriculum that provides lots of supervised practice during the course. But you need someone that can provide you with that bridge from classroom to seeing clients. Otherwise, you get out of class, you know, you've done your 100 hours plus training, and then you go back to your environment and it's like a dream. You need to have an organization, okay, a school that provides you online support, telephonic support by telephone call, mentorship, a support organization. For example, the Five Pathers have all that, plus we have through the International Association of Five Path Professionals, we have a special, once you become a member, there's a website called fivepath.com, and in there's a members area, we have additional videos and handouts and updates, because what happens is if the course you took was worth anything, hopefully it will continue to evolve. When our courses evolve, we put the updates up on fivepath.com so that our members can get updated with the changes, like updates to standards, updates to videos, updates to inductions, deepening techniques, all of this kind of thing. So do not, this is how students get fooled. They go, the instructor says, oh, I'll support you, got a question, give me a call. But the problem is, let's say they train 20 people a year. That would be very small kind of number for a school, but and then as soon as they graduate, they got a gazillion questions. If everybody was calling the instructor would go wild. So they really don't expect you to call very much, and you know it. So they need to have a support network in place. One of my favorite things about the Five Pathers is the peer support. You want to say anything about that?
Oh yeah, it's absolutely critical. One of the things about being a professional is continuing to grow, right? This isn't just you're learning one thing and then going out and doing it. This is the type of profession where you can continue to learn and grow for the rest of your life. And the peer support is so critical to success because you have people who have been doing that. And are going to provide their own personal experience and help you. So with a five path, continued support, peer support, people are writing in with questions, and then there's other experienced professionals who are answering those questions. And you know, you mentioned that we're constantly making updates, constantly making changes, and I think that's such an important point here, because what happens is when you get enough kind of, you know, people working on this idea and then continuing to fold back in what's working, what's growing, and what's getting better and better and better, that means we get to use the best techniques all the time. So, you know, continually changing it, continually getting better is an aspect of a professional organization, but it's an aspect of you personally and professionally that you really want to go for.
Perfect. I mean, I could go on and on about this. We have, as an organization, now, Five Path Association is not separate from the National Guild of Hypnotists. We're the only special interest group recognized by the National Guild of Hypnotists for a specific kind of hypnosis or hypnosis system. Now, we just started off saying to ourselves, our success comes from your success. Our success as hypnotists comes from our clients' success. Our success as a school comes from our graduates' success. So we said, we are going to have unsurpassed training. So, unsurpassed support, because that's what I'm talking about here. So in addition to providing all these different kinds of support as whatever instructor you choose should have, also, because of our peer support network, everyone, once they start getting a handle on stuff, starts supporting the others. And when you start supporting others, now you're giving back. And when you start explaining things to the newbies, then you get a greater understanding of what we're doing also. Are you experiencing that, Erica?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I learn more by becoming an instructor and by helping other people understand things than almost anything else. You have to ask yourself, how is it that I know this to be true? And how can I explain it to somebody else so that they can understand it? That's when you really know you're learning the material.
Perfect. And all that stuff, you know, should be like included in the price of the course. And then what they should have is optional other materials or training that you can opt into or for when you're ready for it. For example, we just got through doing an advanced five-path training. Everyone that was in that training had to have been seeing clients, had to have been doing the work that we taught to qualify to be in the advanced training. So, you know, you don't want your training to be a dead end. You want it to be the beginning of a big, successful professional move. And also your trainer should be offering support materials that you can purchase later on when you're ready that are consistent with what you're learning. For example, when I first started off, I would be buying books and audio programs and video programs, and they would contradict each other. One trainer would say this, and another book would say that, and it was very confusing. But when you hook up with a trainer, a school, an organization that has a future, has a professional path for you, then you can be in that confidence zone because the materials you're getting are congruent with the direction you're going. Okay, you say something and then wrap it up. We're a little over time.
All right, well, thank you everyone for joining us today for this very special episode on how to get started as a hypnosis professional. My name is Erica Flint, and I hope to see you in the next episode.
All right, everybody. Thank you, Erica. Last little thing, if you're watching this video, then it should be on a website that is the property of a certified professional hypnosis instructor. They reach all the criteria of everything on this checklist. There's a link on this page where you can download this checklist. Use it to compare every single trainer or school that you may consider. And you can then make a informed professional choice as school or trainer for you. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.